honesty, if anybody out there...
By the way, I just started rolling tape. How you doing, everybody? So, obviously, we got to go back to this. What's up, motherfuckers? Back to the Brown Lodge. Yeah. Sorry about that. I fucked everything up. As usual.
Yeah, that's all right.
Up stock for everybody. Here we go. How you doing?
Oh, yeah, welcome to the show. Yo, you listen to the Brown Lodge. It's a real, real important issues being discussed, topics of a topical nature.
Not for nothing, I get so much looser every time we do another introduction. I feel like a veteran already.
Honestly, we've done like 6 or 7 shows at this point.
That's true.
We're about 25 minutes in, but we've done 6 or 7 shows. All right, there will be no more discussion.
Oh, good. That's good for a talk show.
From now on, we will just listen. Now take a moment, sit back from your computer screen, and just listen. All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go on with the show here. I don't know if you guys are aware of the fact. You know what today's date is, right?
April 3rd.
Happy WrestleMania.
Hell yeah, yeah.
What would Gorilla Monsoon say on WrestleMania? Any idea what he might possibly
say? He's hemorrhaging profusely from the cranial area.
He's definitely not doing anything of the sort. He doesn't even have any blood left in his body. He's all formaldehyde.
He's dead?
Oh, yeah. He's been died for good.
Yeah, that's sad. You remember Gorilla Monsoon Must Diet?
That was my favorite.
I don't own a video screen. Ow.
I don't have a baby.
Grandma there?
Yeah, so WrestleMania is tonight.
Hello?
Thanks for coming.
Hello?
The last WrestleMania I watched was Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant.
You know, Mike, that's why I brought up Gorilla Monsoon, because Mike has a sound effect there of Gorilla Monsoon getting ready for the main event.
How's your neck?
I'm
not sure if that was it.
Can you bring me my chapstick?
You don't think that was it?
Grease lips.
It's a big callback to something we'll never hear again because I don't know how to run a fucking board.
I still hate greasy lips. Oh, nice. Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's a good website. Should we give them a plug?
Sure. E-Bombs World.
Yes.
1440 Alder Avenue.
Really the address. You really know that.
Right, so everything's getting a little crazy in here. I'm going to take a step back and try and organize our thoughts here. I'm going to refer to my notes, and I'm going to talk about some things that I really wanted to talk about on the show.
You're holding it upside down.
So do you guys, how do you feel about Daft Punk? Wait a minute!
Oh, there they are. Did you want to talk about the video where the guy wears a dog mask on the bus and no one will sit near him?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't want to come off as a Daft
Please
Punk
explain.
Fan. Cause
I come here to bring your people tiki.
Do you even know who Daft Punk are?
Yeah, they're like a band or something, right?
Well, electro band.
They had like a, yeah, exactly. They had a big anime video and then, you know, yeah.
And then it just went downhill from there.
It did. It was they started downhill, though, I think.
I think all that type of music is really coming back, though, all that electro pop killers type of...
Yeah, that's more like... They're like new wavy, though, those guys. And the Killers and those guys...
Foxy's fake English accents and pretty much, you know,
yeah.
Lyrics about, like, so androgynous you don't even figure out who the hell they're talking about. They got a girlfriend and a boyfriend, all types of shit.
The Church of Manlove started that whole thing, as far as I know, that whole... retro new wave movement.
I remember practicing with that band. I just don't remember how the show went.
Yeah, I don't think it did.
It went very well.
Free of charge.
Thank you.
Free of charge. Hello?
The Killers are a band.
Yeah, I you guys like to talk about music. I don't really get into music too much.
No.
Music shall be stricken from the record.
Right off the list. Off the list.
Let's talk about the world of multimedia, minus music and movies, of course.
And I don't like the television, so cross that off, too.
See, I hate internet radio.
Internet radio.
All right.
You know what? Thank you. Good night. Who's hurting them?
We didn't let Daft. We forgot to let Daft Punk in.
All right, everybody. This is the first episode of the Monty Love Christmas Show. So it's time to go home.
This was
what?
Fun.
Hell? This Monty intro dry on here. I have no idea why.
You're not supposed to expose that to people. This was originally,
We're not supposed to expose that to people, so I'll explain.
Please explain.
Brian was originally doing this as intro music for Monty Love, and then they wound up not using it. He wound up not giving it to them, and we have it now.
For those of you that don't know, Brian's the all-important fourth member of the Brown Lodge.
Oh, sorry. His name is Mousy Tongue. We're not supposed to be giving real names here.
Oh. For those of you that don't know, Brian doesn't exist.
And he doesn't live at 1503 3rd Street in Brooklyn, New York.
And my name is Reggie.
And the full effect.
Yes, yeah, so this is it's a little uncomfortable. I'm not. I'm going to refer to my notes here.
Chris, I'm shocked.
What's that?
I thought you'd be yabbering up a storm.
I'd be what?
Wait, let's see.
You're naughty! Buddy, whack it!
I'm more obsessed with these boards.
Wow. Wow. That's nice.
Daft Punk try to emulate the Herbie Hancock sound.
Herbie Hancock.
So, yeah. Just one.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly, Howard. I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Shut up!
Stop being a dick.
Yep.
Hey, this is really starting to.
Dick. Dick. Oh. Dick. Dick.
This is uncomfortable.
Douchebag.
This is just really lousy feelings.
So honestly.
Generated.
You guys say Michael Jackson has a new job.
Doing what?
What's that?
Running a nursery school.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you my favorite Michael Jackson joke?
No.
It goes like this. What's the difference between Michael Jackson and Neil Armstrong?
What would that be?
Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. Michael Jackson fucks children in their ass. <Thank you. laughs>
Shut up.
Hey, I'm very uncomfortable with this whole criticism.
That's gay.
Howard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's a funny, relevant, current topic.
You're whack.
It's not overdone either.
Did Michael Jackson hear that the Pope died?
Yeah.
Do you know what the difference between Michael Jackson and the Pope are?
Yes.
What?
Michael Jackson fucks little kids in the ass. The Pope is dead. That's some jokes.
I actually thought that was going to take a different turn, that joke.
Wow, that he fucks little kids in
no,
the ass.
No, I thought
you were going to
something about like covering for it or something.
I'm going to throw you a beating.
Hey, ouch. I think at this point it's becoming pretty abundantly clear that we need to come up with some more structure.
Let's take your calls on that matter.
Yeah, 718-351-6022.
You just gave somebody's phone number on the air. That's great.
Give him a call. Ask him what's going on.
Now, what if the listener decides he wants to make a phone call? Oh, no, forget it. The cat's sleeping on the couch. He's not going to use the phone.
Did Do you know, I was sitting here listening, trying to figure out what the hell sound effect could that be that he's playing? What sample is that? I had no idea that was a human mouth.
What's a human mouse?
Do you hear it? Do you hear it?
What the hell is going on here?
I haven't the slightest clue.
Excuse me?
All right, so baseball season starting today.
Did you hear that sports are a new sport?
So, sports is starting up.
Yeah. So Mike, what do you think about where we're heading with this baseball season? Who do you like in the NL East?
Boston.
All right. That's a good...
I think that I'm in love.
With Goose Gossage. But I'm not really sure.
When you were younger, you really did like baseball a lot, though, didn't you? You still really do like baseball. I know you're just trying to put on a facade for all the kids out there.
Aren't you even in a fantasy baseball league?
I'm breaking down that third wall.
Mm-hmm.
Third wall? Does that make sense, even, the third wall?
I'm trying to concentrate over here.
No, it doesn't.
Okay. I'm trying to break down the fourth door.
I think you're just trying to break down a wall. I think you know.
I'm
unless you know of two walls he has that you're already trying to break down.
Do you have youth today break down the walls on that computer any place?
The closest I got to that is this.
Hello. Oh, that was the cover, though.
Break down the walls! Oh, man, I love being straight edge.
Yeah. Sunday afternoons. So, I've been thinking a lot about where we're going spiritually as a people, and I've been a little disappointed.
You can't blame the Wang.
You can't. I mean, I wouldn't want that to be the disappointment.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm gonna have a show of just soundboards.
In all honesty, I think you would do a fine job of it.
I think we're fine, honestly.
Do you really?
Yeah, I absolutely think we're fine.
Hold on. I'm gonna make believe the show. We're gonna take a second
I know
and pause the show. The show's going off the air for 2 minutes.
What about Tulip?
Now. No, it's going. We're going. No, we're off the air. Okay, ready? Off now. Okay. I wanna. You wanna give ourselves a report card here of what's going on with the show because.
Yeah, and you know what?
Talking to the microphone, because we're not going off the air.
Yo. We're not off?
Of course not. No, we're giving ourselves a report card on the air.
Until you said the words... Oh, do you not want to say that now?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said that we weren't rolling. I dropped the whole room.
So you said what?
That we weren't rolling on the four track.
I don't necessarily...
No, we were stolen before that.
Yeah.
But see, this is the thing. I don't see a problem, because I think we all have this thing in our head that this isn't the show. Because it's not. I understand spring training and the preseason, and, you know, 110%. But this isn't highlight exactly. Miami Vice.
To a certain extent, I agree with you.
I got my pole.
I feel kind of dangling. I feel like I'm not. I don't know where I'm at with this just yet. I feel like I'm not. You know? Hey, why are you doing
that? How long have you felt this way?
Fucking laughable.
It just doesn't something. It's I mean, Lita. It just feels right. You
so
know?
You're quitting, is what you're saying?
More or less, what I'm coming into. I'm just saying that I think maybe we need a little more structure, or maybe I personally just need more structure.
No,
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
But I was the one that brought up that we had to have the report card.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
This is really a very uncomfortable thing. I'm not giving you attitude.
You know what it is? I have such an amazingly large amount of contempt and hatred for the audience that there's certain things I don't want to discuss in front of them.
Such as? Well, I mean, we're not on the air.
I hate them.
Who?
I don't want to talk for them.
Is there any specific sector?
Oh, no, the people I don't know. The people I don't know that would be our listeners. I don't like them.
Already?
I hate them.
They aren't even here yet.
I hate that they're coming.
You say
I'm pulling legs, guys.
No.
I love the audience.
Shit.
Hey, you, and you thought I was going to forget you, but you too.
Correctamundo.
It's like the romper room thing.
I love romper room. Do you remember the theme song, though? Because I can't for the life of me remember it. Every time I want to remember the...
I'm going to room you up.
See, I think you're teasing me now. Every time I try to think of Sesame Street or romper room theme song, I think of the Electric Company theme song. And that I can't even remember, but I know somebody says...
Sunny Days Taking the Clouds Away.
Oh, that's Sesame Street, right?
Right, well, you said you can't remember the Sesame Street theme song.
All right, now I do because you said those words. I couldn't.
Do you know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I break your concentration?
You know what I think of when I think of when I try to remember the Sesame Street theme song?
I think I'll
go for a walk outside now. Does everyone know what that is?
Come on, get happy.
The Brady Bunch song. For some reason, that's what pops into my head when I think of the Sesame Street song. Oh, it's the one and only time I'll ever sing on the air again. By the way,
why?
Because I just don't want to.
I'm quite fond of your vocal styling,
so. All right, so then later we'll light some candles, draw a bath, and
WrestleMania today.
Oh boy.
Yes, but
you got me really stumped right now. I'm trying to remember what the romper.
Do you remember Wonderama?
I remember the program. I actually don't even remember the program.
Yeah, it was on at 5 a.m. You were still asleep.
Bill somebody was the host, right?
No, that's politically incorrect.
No, not Bill Maher. Bill.
What's up, baby?
Bixby. Bill.
Nothing. Oh.
Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. He was president once.
Wonderama with Bill Hicks.
This is a Bill tasty Hicks. Burger.
Bill Hicks is a comedian.
I know. I can't remember.
Was he like really great and funny? That they always doing shows about him? I never saw anything he did.
You like Dennis Leary?
I don't really know much about him either.
Really?
Yeah, I think he's funny sometimes. Right. Is he similar?
He is him.
You don't know Dennis Leary?
I know who he is. I know his commercials for Valvoline, you know, whatever the hell, you know. And the one where he says, don't do coke because your testicles will shrink. You know, the anti-drug commercial he did.
I don't even know what planet you're coming from right now. Because
he's walking around with a cigarette, which is pretty funny in the first place. But he's walking around with a cigarette doing an anti-cocaine commercial saying, so here you are with no money and tiny genitals. You know, something along those lines.
Coke doesn't give you tiny genitals.
Well, Dennis Leary seems to think it does.
Wait, hold on a second. You're going to tell me, I mean, I understand that no one in the room has ever tried cocaine. But I'm sure you've heard about people who've done cocaine. You're going to tell me that you've never heard of someone doing cocaine and their penis crawling into their body like retractable landing gear on the bottom of a plane?
Well, the way he's saying it, I'm just taking it as you always have tiny genitals.
Oh, like it's a long-term effect with tiny genitals?
Oh, I thought that's what he meant. I'm naive.
I mean, I know everything creeps
whoa,
up.
Whoa, whoa, you
I mean, I've heard everything.
I thought he meant
up.
That it's like steroids, like they shrink it and they're down for good.
Ow.
Ah.
That would explain a little bit. That would explain a couple of things if that was the case.
Big guy, small balls.
Yeah.
Hey, don't go there. We're not going anywhere.
Anxiety. But seriously speaking, I think that's absolute horse pucky.
Tell Bill Hicks. He's the one that said it.
So Michael Jackson's in the news today. It's time for our Michael Jackson news break. Coming in on the wire here, Michael Jackson. He did something.
Steroids.
In his nuts.
So anything else in the news that we want to discuss from the news?
I wonder what Timothy Leary thinks about cocaine.
Well, back in 1979, I got real depressed when my off-the-wall album just got one lousy Grammy nomination.
That's what he thinks about it.
Well, that's Leary very really sad.
You know, it's unusual. I didn't realize how handsome his voice sounded.
It's very swollen.
By the way, to give a
honestly, that has to be a permanent soundbite.
What was it?
It's very swollen.
Wait, click the one above that.
I was waiting for something.
There was due to feces thrown all over the walls.
Oh, okay.
Full-grown man says doo-doo.
No. Here's the thing. If a full-grown man said doo-doo, it'd be one thing. A full-grown man, an adult, if you will, said doo-doo feces.
Kind of redundant.
But this is...
Michael Jackson really is a funny topic, isn't he?
If we had a talk radio
jokes
show,
we
would talk about nothing but Michael Jackson.
It's very swollen.
Doo-doo feces.
By the way, to point out a visual for the listeners, even though the listeners are in the room right now.
Oh, my God. We didn't even tell them.
Sex.
I like the way that every time you say something, you turn around with this look of contempt and disgust and just look at the wall. You turn away from the microphone with such hatred.
Of course.
I assume you're talking to me?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get into this on the air. We can talk about this off the air. I don't want to. This isn't for the air.
Why not?
Because it's just something I'm not quite comfortable with at this point in time.
Why not?
Because I'm not comfortable with it. Is this too much to understand?
But all right, let me just ask you one question about it. What is it exactly?
All right, are we going off the air?
One time I asked to use the restroom.
All right. Take us off the air.
We're playing out.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I for some reason.
Hey, that was a good explanation. Thank you. No. Everything's better now.
Sorry, I zoned out for a second. No, here's a book up there that says "Fuck You Heroes," and I keep looking at it. I swear on my life, that's
no,
the only thing I keep looking at.
That's a great book.
I don't even mind. I just thought
Lenny
it was
Friedman
funny.
Pictures, Bad Brains, all the
what
Dog
is,
Town
is
Boys.
The Forgetting Room about?
I don't know. Yeah. She's gonna sell it on an auction. You can take it.
No, that's okay. I was just curious.
I'm done.
It's gonna be forgotten about.
Are we gonna
do
a
remember it.
eBay auction?
My mind doesn't run that way.
Things. www.ebay.com is a great site.
Yeah, you know you gave out the address, bro. We're not supposed to be giving out addresses. Speaking of addresses, you can check out www.thebrownlodge.com if you're so amazingly entertained by this.
And we got to also, of course, acknowledge the corporate giant, www.megaforceradio.com.
Whatever. Screw those suits. Shut up,
Bernard.
I hate those guys. Did you hear what the guys in the front office were saying about what we have to do on the show this week?
No.
No Zanerifics.
Thriller.
It's hard not to be zany when, you know, you have trying to have fun on the radio.
I mean, when you got three whacktastic guys such as ourselves in a room together, there's nothing but zanes aplenty.
Seriously, all I have to say is
I'm in pain all the time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it stunk so bad.
Why does he say these things out loud? It doesn't make any sense. E-bombs world. Bomb as in, hey, mom, bomb. B-A-U-M. Everybody go there.
I think that was...
There's doo-doo of feces thrown all over the walls.
That was
and also...
It's very swollen.
That was another inappropriate racial stereotype.
What are you trying to say? I was just holding my breath.
No, you were just saying something about the Jews.
Orange or grapefruit?
Seriously, if we're going to go down this alley...
No, we probably shouldn't, though.
So, how do you guys really, really feel about grapefruit juice?
Class.
You know what? I always hated grapefruit juice. It's a personal issue. I'm sorry. No, what I was going to say is I always hated grapefruit juice, and then I drank some the other day, the ruby red kind.
That's disgusting.
It wasn't bad.
Absolutely disgusting.
It's not as tangy.
It's disgusting. There's nothing.
Look how loud I have to yell!
He cares about it.
There's nothing good about ruby red grapefruit juice. Just plain golden grapefruit juice that gives you a nice tart. I'm dying. Hold on.
Oh, jeez! That's just awful!
Could you do me a favor? Could you pour me a glass of grapefruit juice right now?
Oh, sure. Hey, hold on. Let me get a cup.
Yeah. That's a very unusual cup you chose to pour.
Oh,
hey, ow!
There you go. Give me a shot.
You're listening to the Brown Lodge. You could kiss my
shiny
old raggedy,
radio.
Wrinkled black behind.
So how's everybody doing in Radio Land tonight?
Where's that list, cowboy?
Which list?
Anybody talk about Michael Jackson yet?
My new personal obsession, Sudoku, mathematical crossword puzzles.
Sudoku?
Deaf porn?
Yeah, I don't think...
I prefer Daft Punk
on the list here.
I prefer Daesungku.
No, seriously, the Post has this new thing. I like crossword puzzles. You like crossword puzzles?
Sure.
Okay, see, I like word
games. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. I've been playing a lot of crossword puzzles. Playing them? Do you play them?
Yes.
Play with them.
I do, right?
Yes.
See, because most
you
people...
You figure them.
Yes.
That's not really the right proper termination. Neither is that.
I'm afraid not.
Yeah, I mean, figuring is a thing, though.
Aren't you just playing and the crossword puzzles involved?
What would be the correct way of saying that? I don't play crosswording. Do I cross words in a puzzle?
Well, because you say you put together a jigsaw puzzle, you don't.
I'm puzzling. I'm big into puzzling.
You're completing the puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay. So
filling in the blanks.
Yeah, I know, but I
think you play with them.
It seems a little wordy.
Does it smell good enough for you in there?
Certainly.
It does.
It's fantastic. But I don't understand what I would... You know, we're getting off topic here. I love crossword puzzles. I love word games. I love all stuff like that. And the Post has a new thing that came out now called Sudoku. It's based on a game from Hong Kong. It's a mathematical crossword puzzle. And where I'm going with this is nowhere. Because it's just something, it's something I love and no one else in the world will enjoy it.
Is it involve... Wow, a dog.
No, there's no dogs involved.
Does it involve
math?
Is it like give me a four letter word for 3 plus 2?
There's no words. It's a cross. It's a cross.
If that was it, I think it would be 5.
See, it's funny that you say that. It was actually 4. Well, so that was my big topic. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
Hey.
You're gonna explain
so I had
what it's like. No,
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah, I know. I need to see it.
sorry, we had a little sexual moment there.
What happened to us, by the way?
What do you mean? Oh, you
want to?
Oh,
no, I don't want to necessarily.
Hold on, we're gonna take a minute here to update our website.
Hold on. It's a good thing they know.
This is for all the fans out there in radio. Come from computers. While I'm doing this, someone else could talk.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I like to listen.
Damn, I'm obsessed with these fucking things now. I can't even focus. So how's everybody doing tonight?
So. Yeah, seriously, at the beginning of the show, I said...
It is the beginning of the show.
Yo,
hi,
yo,
everybody.
Yo, yo! It's Sunday afternoon, 2:52 in the morning. Everybody's here. We're going to get crazy crazy for you. We got Rock Blocks from Zeppelin, Rock Blocks from Floyd, and you know what else? Creedence Clearwater Revival, motherfuckers. So listen.
Wake up, Sabbath Space! These are the motherfuckers coming to your house and treating your asses like gold!
Wake up, New York City! We're going to get lost tonight!
All right, we've been doing the show for like 2 hours.
Without even kidding around, do you know how long we've been doing the show for?
Well, just when I started to tape, we're on almost on a half an hour right now.
Oh wait, so we only missed the first 18 minutes. We've been stumbling around for a half hour since then.
Yeah, and I think we missed more than the first 18 minutes.
Thank you.
Sorry.
No, we've only been broadcasting for 50 minutes as of right now.
Really? Seems longer than that.
How the hell are we going to do this for 2 hours every week?
See, I don't think that's going to be a problem. I'm not going to elaborate. I'm just going to say it's not going to be a problem. Leave it at that.
You vile smelling girl.
You.
Oh, God. Oh, it was him.
Ooh, this is close to what I like.
And I've gone and soiled myself.
I don't even know what that means. So, hi, everybody.
This show should be on cable.
You ever see the crap that's on Staten Island Cable?
Yeah, it's terrible. Now they're going to have, well...
Uh-oh.
Cable on demand, local cable on demand. So you can watch the parade over and over.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to figure out what was going on with that camera here. For some reason, our camera's gone now.
Where did Cameron go?
Yep.
Sweet. It happens every once in a while. Doom. 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 Boom.
ideas. The brown shade comes with lighting hall. Hey, did anybody read about Jessica Hahn and that evangelist that, you know, they got together once and it was kind of crazy? I was probably like 5 when that happened. Anybody want to talk about it, call 966-652-3561 and we'll show you how to hang with the motherfuckers.
I heard her and, her and Donna Rice are getting an apartment together.
Without even kidding around, I don't even want to screw around a little bit. I always had the worst crush on Donna Rice.
That is the worst crush you could ever have, so this is well worth it.
You, okay, on that note, let's just take a minute, let's step back, let's relax for a minute here, because we're off the air at this point. We're just friends hanging out in a room talking, everything's cool.
We are?
Hold on, let me, wait, right, make some sort of sound that's, cause, so we can be off the air. Thank you, good night. We're going to see you next week. For real, that time it's gonna be good. All right, hold on now.
By the way, how come the volume is perfect when we stop just worrying about it?
It's not that we stop worrying about it. We fine tuned it for a little while. Whatever, we're done. Doesn't make a difference. We're off the air now. Seriously speaking, I had a thing for Donna Rice, and okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You guys are both in a uncomfortable with my. Did you not find her to be an attractive woman?
No, she's horrendous.
Donna Rice. Gary Hart's.
Gary Hart is hotter than Donna Rice.
Okay, honestly.
Dukakis is hotter than Donna Rice.
Okay, I just want to point one quick thing out to you. She's hot. Okay?
Oh, now I see where you're coming from.
Seriously speaking, though. Maybe I'm going off the edge here. Someplace crazy and thinking that she's attractive. You're going to tell me that there's no girls out there that you've been attracted to. In your life, that were not traditionally attractive women.
How can you even judge something like that? Of course, if we're attracted to them, we're going to think they're attractive.
Well, this is the whole point of where I'm coming from here, is I'm confused at this point.
I think Shirley Manson's cute.
Me too.
She's an attractive girl. But the thing is, I'm a little bit stunned at this point at the fact that you guys don't find Donna Rice attractive. And I'm not talking about Donna Rice 2005.
Was she in like Playboy or something?
Absolutely not. If she was, I would have masturbated to it hundreds of times. What?
All right.
I would have though.
Good night, everybody. I can't take it anymore. The first and last pre-episode of the Brown Lodge.
You know who the first crush I ever had was? Ally McGraw.
Who's Ally McGraw? From Kate and Ally?
Yes. Do you ever see Love Story or The Winds of War or The Getaway?
The Winds of War?
I'm 31 years old. I'm talking about the first crush I ever had on television person or something.
The Winds of War was the TV miniseries, right?
With Robert Mitchum.
Okay, for the rest of my life, I will always remember the Winds of War as being the power or the influence, the inspiration for David Letterman doing a bit. This is going totally out of nowhere. Talking about this new miniseries called The Winds of Memories. And The Winds of Memories. There's no point to this other than the
fact you're gay.
Hey, wait a minute.
Sorry. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I was into Ally McGraw. I was really into Ally. And then Natalie Wood.
Testing.
We're just testing to see how dumb people are, how long they'll hold the line.
Forever, I think.
Shut up!
The funny thing is, when I was really, really young, I had a crush on, like, Natalie Wood and when she was a little girl, and I was, like, the same age as she was in the movie with a Miracle on 34th Street. But then I realized how much better she was as an adult. And thankfully, I don't have a crush on her in Miracle on 34th Street anymore.
Well, you'd be pretty lonely.
But, you know.
What a dummy.
If you gave me 4 pictures of 4 girls that I didn't know, one of them being Natalie Wood, I bet you I couldn't pick her out.
Fuck you.
Hey, what?
Thank you. You ever see her daughter? Natasha Gregson Wagner?
She's gorgeous.
No.
I have no idea what's going on.
All right, so you've reached the Let Me Talk About the Girls I Like show, apparently.
All right, cross this off the list. Natalie Wood is off the list.
Okay. I have to put her on first, then I'll take her off. Pissed. You know she's dead, by the way, so please.
She drowned?
Her husband drowned her. Robert Wagner and Christopher Walken, their story is that, this is real, I swear to God. They
were on that boat?
They were on the boat with her. Now, Christopher Walken. They were terrified. Natalie Wood was terrified of water, right? But the story is that for some reason, at 3 in the morning, she decided to go out on a boat with him and Christopher Walken. She would never go on a boat everywhere. And they went out like on a boat, and then she decided to go out like on the little dinghy or whatever it was in them in like the middle of the ocean or whatever the hell they were, and then she didn't make it back.
Why?
And that shady motherfucker Christopher Walken was on the boat, and you're going to tell me he wasn't involved?
No.
I refuse to believe that any of this is even remotely
true. Oh, it's
true.
Stop you know it. Why? You know why I know that? I like to surf on a little thing called the World Wide Web.
The information system.
I don't understand.
The net, if you will.
You cyber surf.
I do. It got Sandra Bullock in trouble, but I'm not scared.
How'd it get Sandra Bullock in trouble?
The net?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I didn't even see that. Did they steal her credit card?
I have no idea. I didn't see
they bought stuff.
I'll
just take it. No, I didn't spend $7,000. I spent $6,500.
The only thing I know about that is on the commercial, she ordered a pizza on the net.
Really?
Go take a crap in the sea.
Oh. Why would that even be said?
Yeah, I was talking about. I was glancing over there to see if it was part of a whole conversation, hopefully.
Or this.
I got a solution for you, and you can take it or leave it. If you want bigger genitals, measure from a different place.
No. That makes sense.
How do all these things come up in conversation?
And don't do cocaine.
Go take a crap in the sea. Doesn't make any sense. You don't have any drinks in the house, do you?
Beer? I got a 24-ounce in the refrigerator.
I like the stool. I can lean forward. Now I gave it away that I'm on a stool. What happened?
I know.
I don't want to take that then.
Why?
Because then you don't have anything when you're done drinking that.
Well, you brought that, so take this.
I love saying I'm not really into it and just reaching my hand out. Yeah, I'll take that. What's the plan for today, out of curiosity?
We're doing a radio show right now.
Oh, no, I meant after that. I thought we were off the air. Didn't you take us off the air before?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's not my job.
I fucking hate races.
Yeah, no, so
I hate races and genders.
People who listen to radio.
There's...
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, because there's a lot of brainstorming that I'm doing while this is happening.
There was a movie called Brainstorming with Natalie Wood, right? It was the last movie she was in before she died. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just saw the list. I forgot.
The Natalie Wood radio hour. What did I say? Oh, oh.
We're going to have a creative meeting on the air.
You
said we were pretty creative before.
It was in your head.
But what were you saying?
Natalie Wood brainstorming list. I looked at the list. Wow, he is a sweater.
Hey.
Oh, you're gay.
And? What's it to you?
What an annoying scumbag.
I think we were talking about Michael Jackson.
You guys hear about the Pope and Michael Jackson?
Hey, here's something interesting.
Yep.
What do you got?
O.J. Simpson, apparently, got into a little bit of trouble. They're looking for him. They think he might have killed his ex-wife.
No way. He was such a great...
Donna Rice isn't sporter. Hot.
Yay.
He was a great sporter.
Sports it. He's on a Hertz commercial.
I
saw it the other day.
No.
That other day in 1985 or so.
What a dumbass.
Oh. In all honesty, I know we're in the beginning stages of the show and we're working everything out and everything's coming together. Would you be opposed to me getting like a 6-foot poster of Donna Rice to put in this room?
Yes, I would.
You would be opposed to it?
Yeah.
Even if only for the show, I'll take it down at the end of the show.
Okay.
I need it for inspiration, because I love Donna Rice.
You still love Donna Rice? Donna Rice posed for Playboy.
She absolutely did not. If anybody out there in radio land, computer land, whatever the hell you want to call this, knows whether Donna Ross posed for Playboy and can confirm the fact that she did, give us a call, 718-987-843, and we'll see you there.
This is why we needed Kid Flash.
What is?
To find out about Donna Rice. Kid what? Flash, our producer.
Knew a lot about her?
Waka waka. No, he'd be able to find out for us quicker if she was in Playboy.
No, this is why we need something over there, so this one can do that.
What?
Yeah, by pointing and saying this one and that one, it works out very well. It translates.
Oh, yeah, that's about it.
They have good games on Ebaum's World, by the way.
What?
I said they have good games on Ebaum's World.
What?
I like games.
Seriously speaking.
It's a bowel movement.
No. So, did you guys hear about Britney Spears?
No.
She's a singer.
She's giant and fat, by the way, now. Is she pregnant?
She's pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Only her breasts are pregnant. Disgusting.
In all honesty, I have no attraction to her, and I have crazy attraction to Donna
really?
Rice.
Ugh.
If I had to choose between Donna Rice and Britney Spears,
you're out.
I swear.
Out, get, leave.
You can't even say that.
Come on.
I swear to God.
Now, today, still. Now.
I don't know what Donna Rice looks like today. Last time I saw her, I was in the fifth grade.
When she was like, what, 35 then? No, she was probably like 22.
All right. Up on our website later on today, we're going to have pictures of Donna Rice and Britney Spears, and we're going to let you guys vote on it and figure out who's the better looking girl.
Crap.
I don't understand. I think Jerry Rice is better looking than Donna Rice.
I really can't get over the fact that you never found her attractive.
No.
Well, then I think there's something wrong
with
you.
Wasn't she like, yeah,
well,
no.
Yeah.
Donna Rice.
I know who I'm
thinking
about.
It's Gary Hart's girl, right?
Yeah.
She was good. Not Condoleezza Rice.
No, I know her. I've seen her
before.
I'd rather
fuck Condoleezza Rice.
No, you would not. No, you would not. I wish that to be stricken from the record. I would like you to be escorted from the courtroom. There's no way that you would rather be with Condoleezza Rice than Donna Rice.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Are you insane? She looks like a bizarre jackal.
I don't know about that. But let me ask you a question.
Where
did you get your running shoes from? If you don't get me a pair of these running shoes, I'm going to strangle these mothers. They're your size. Get me a pair. You remember me. You spent 4 months in my house.
What is
Ozzy's in studio on
Tuesday.
What is it?
On WFAG.
I made a friend.
And no. You did in May, man. I'm sorry.
I'm nuts.
I know, but I feel bad for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I
did the show alone.
www.donnarice.com.
No, we're on WFMR. Is our radio station, right?
Isn't it MFR?
Yeah, what did I say?
FMU.
Oh, 91.1.
Yeah.
We'll see you there.
Here's a song.
Yeah, if you guys are tired of listening to us on the computer, go tune to your radio. It's a radio.
This song.
You do it. You're on the air. You got this song by Tom Waits coming up.
It's yeah, I'm a...
stuck in the grave, down behind a piano, drinking a lot of whiskey and gargling some barbed wire. Here we go. It's on the air. Holy shit, the whole time he was doing that, I thought he was playing something on the computer.
That's what I thought before. So serious.
Hi, everybody.
So serious. Excuse me. Excuse me. Seriously speaking.
You said that a lot, and you haven't gotten serious yet.
let's end this.
Really?
Get rid of... No, not that one. Go to the Tulip so everyone knows that it's over.
Tulip ends this show?
No, but today it does because we don't have any ending music yet because
okay.
Mousy Tone isn't...
Mousy?
Yeah, I'm really going to end it. Is that okay?
Yeah, I have so many things to say. Oh, no,
I feel like we've been staggering around for a little bit.
I was going to talk about the music in TV movies, though.
No, that's...
I was going to talk about Jennifer Flowers.
That's the other one.
You guys are thinking about Jennifer Flowers. She's ugly.
No, Donna Rice is hot.
They're
all years apart, Jennifer Flowers and Donna Rice.
You guys are stupid.
Who's the one that shredded the things for Ollie North?
Walter Mondale?
No, they were enemies.
Wasn't it just him?
Enemies. I thought he had like a secretary.
Absolutely
that
not.
It, that was in Playboy.
Absolutely not. You're insane.
All right. First trial installment of the Brown Lodge. I don't think anybody's listening.
It was
and
Beverly D'Angelo.
Here we go, motherfuckers.
Yeah, it wasn't. Thank you all for. Try it again.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. Yeah, we're gonna see you next week. Next week's gonna be for real. Hopefully, it's a little more polished than this.
Absolutely.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Absolutely.
Whatever. We'll deal with it. We're gonna really do some real
but
sexual.
But let me ask you a question.
Thanks for being.
Absolutely.